Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm evening across Israel, with pleasant temperatures in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A perfect night to enjoy being outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports from earlier today that a ceasefire was violated. Despite initial denials, the Israeli Defense Forces admit Hezbollah fired rockets at their forces. The Air Force responded by targeting the launchers. Also, according to Forward, Israelis mark their 78th Independence Day with a mix of celebration and concern. As Yom HaTzmaut begins this evening, the nation faces a pivotal decision about its future. Also this hour, Walla reports that with hours to go before an American deadline, the IDF is preparing for a swift response should the ceasefire end. Coordination with the United States remains ongoing amid heightened tensions with Tehran. Separately, I-24 News reveals that Iran is considering U.S. talks as the ceasefire deadline approaches. However, Iran's parliament speaker has rejected negotiations under pressure, hinting at potential escalation. And finally, from Axios, in earlier reporting, former U.S. President Donald Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. The proposal presents a political challenge for Prime Minister Netanyahu, but could pave the way for a peace agreement with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Yael, a producer, posted just minutes ago about the beautiful moments at today's Israel Independence Day celebration. The event honored wounded warriors and healthcare staff with a surprise electronic dance party. Al Arabiya English reports that U.S. President Trump announced extending the ceasefire until discussions with Iran conclude. Iran chose to skip planned talks in Pakistan. Mark Dubovitz, a policy analyst, suggested moments ago that it's time for maximum pressure on Iran. He emphasizes strong U.S. and Israeli support for the Iranian opposition. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire violation, Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights that tensions remain high along the northern borders. The IDF's admission comes after several hours of confusion. The Air Force's retaliation aims to deter further attacks. This development raises concerns about a potential escalation in the region. Turning to Independence Day celebrations, the Forward notes that this year's Yom HaTzmaut brings a mix of joy and reflection. Citizens are celebrating 78 years of independence, but are also deeply considering the country's future. This reflects growing internal debates on national priorities. Meanwhile, Walla's report on the IDF's readiness underscores the volatile situation. With the American deadline nearing, military coordination with the U.S. is crucial. This readiness aims to maintain regional stability amid Iranian threats. In related news, I-24 News provides insight into Iran's strategic stance. The parliament speaker's rejection of talks indicates Tehran's hardline position. This stance could affect ongoing diplomatic efforts and the ceasefire's longevity. Finally, Axios discusses Trump's ceasefire initiative. His proposal seeks to balance political pressures while fostering dialogue. Success in this endeavor could lead to a broader peace framework involving Iran. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Navan's IPO has positively impacted Group 11's fifth fund. After years of losses, Dovi France's vehicle sees profits from unrealized gains. Separately, according to Israel Hayom Business, as interest in cryptocurrency grows, investors should be cautious. The digital currency market appears vast, but shows signs of volatility that could affect returns. And finally, from Walla Business, the index rose by 0.4%, driven by increased vegetable and rent prices. Despite this rise, annual inflation remains within the government's target, indicating a stable economic outlook. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.